Audio Gravity, 28th of September 2009. Good morning. First link today is over on CNET from this morning about 4 a.m. Will Intel and USB make fiber optics mainstream? This sort of came out of nowhere for me. I didn't even consider that this would be the next step of putting something like this on a motherboard, but it's sort of. It makes perfect sense when you see it presented to you like this. For a long time, decades now, we've had fiber optics, which sends stupid amounts of data across continents, connecting us with America and the rest of the world from the UK. And it just makes perfect sense to have fiber optics on the motherboard, on a computer board, or inside your computer. So... what's happened is that Intel at their developer forum last week demonstrated a fiber optic technology called LightPeak. What a lot of people don't know, though, that most of it was initiated by Apple in terms of getting this. I think they actually went to Intel and said, you know, we want this developed. Now, what's cool about LightPeak, or what could be cool about LightPeak, and I don't know if this is sort of like in direct competition with, I don't know where USB is going to go after 3.0. I don't know if they've even thought about what's next. I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have stupidly fast speeds on the R&D lab somewhere in the world. But this new fiber optic technology called LightPeak, it will be a connector very similar. I'm guessing, looking at what I'm seeing on the picture, to almost like a SIM card, in fact, with fiber optic cable connecting into this little card. Uses lasers and fiber optics to transfer data to and from PCs and other devices. Now, what's awesome about fiber optics is that it's got pretty much mega chunky bandwidth, and I think the way that they're going to go with this is that they're going to start putting everything, or the idea is that they can push everything into this connector and it'll handle, you know, video and audio and everything else. So it's going to be, you know, like the universal connector, if you like. And also, if you think about it in terms of Apple, they want to get their products thinner. They want to sort of, you know, get rid of, if they can get rid of a lot of those ports that they don't have to worry about anymore, and they have literally a light peak with a breakout box of sorts, you know, for all the other bits and pieces that your machine uses, that could completely change the way devices are built, the mobility of devices. It's huge. It really is huge. The new SuperSpeed USB 3 has 5 gigabits per second, more than 10 times that of USB. A separate new USB feature increases the amount of power that USB devices use from 0.5 amps to 0.9 amps, while adding another 1.5 amps specifically for charging batteries. So I think USB will be around for a while, but this LightPeak stuff is pretty hardcore, and I didn't really see it coming, to be honest. Technology will be ready to ship in 2010. LightPeak can transfer 10 gigabits each direction along the fiber optic line, but Intel say LightPeak will reach much higher speeds, 100 gigabit in the next decade. Jesus Christ, wait for the net. We're now entering the fiber optics for your everyday person in the street, and that's pretty hardcore. You know, universal connector to replace USB, FireWire, DVI, DisplayPort, HDMI, hot plug technology, mad. Completely mad. Amazing how far software, hardware, technology has come in the last just 5 years alone. It's just mind-blowing. Next link today is over on jgc.org. I love this little blog post, this little story. This is a guy who enjoys trying to cheat in online spot the ball competitions. And this particular one is to win an Aston Martin. And so what he tried to do is he's got hold of some open source code that implements automatic detection when an image has been altered using copy and paste or tools like the clone tool in Photoshop. So he's basically downloaded a piece of open source from a lady called Jessica Findrich from sunny Binghamton. And this algorithm basically detects for the sort of thing that he's looking for. Brilliant blog post. So many things that go over the top of my head, but I just love the fascination that the human condition has in trying to find issues or alterations in pictures and then running it through this tool to find things. I mean, it's just again, mind-blowing what the human condition can think of. Next link today is over on ThinkGeek. I love this. TACBAC, Tactical Canned Bacon. For $16, you can get a tin of tactical bacon that, with the magic of preservatives, will last over 10 years in the can. I just can't get my head around why. I mean, talk about unique selling point, but somebody coming out with tactical bacon, just amazing. You know, I can imagine you're locked in your little basement cellar somewhere and your aircon unit has probably only got 5 or 6 years of filtering out, you know, radiation, but you're cool. You wake up every day, you've got some sort of like music to listen to, you can mess around on your little local internet and play around with stuff, research stuff. And then if you get peckish, you can just crack into your can of tactical bacon. Madness. There is a niche for everything. Next link today is over on SourceForge. SourceForge.net/projects. iPlayer download. I'll be interested to see how long this one lasts. iPlayer Downloader is a download client for Mac OS X, allowing users of the BBC iPlayer service to download DRM-free TV programs from Mac OS X. Please note, iPlayer Downloader is not associated with the BBC in any way. This will be a back and forth, I presume, in terms of what will work and what won't work. And I guess they'll change bits and then they'll push out a new update. And I think this is really to start the conversation about DRM, you know, and how do we go about this and how do we get things fixed and how can we make everybody happy from the, you know, the production, the budget, everything. Next link today, over on developer tutorials, working with WordPress offline like a pro. Now, if you've ever heard of MAMP, MAMP or MAMP Pro is this great set of tools which allows you to run Apache, MySQL, PHP, and I've missed one out, MySQL maybe, Apache Server, MySQL, PHP, I can't remember what the other one was now. Never mind. It's not coming to mind. And it allows you to locally run all that stuff on your desktop or your laptop, and you don't have to have it on the net. So this is a really good tutorial for people who are making either themes or working with WordPress, or you're making a plugin, for instance, and you might know that you're not going to have access to the internet. You're going to be on a plane for 8 to 10 hours, and you want to do some development stuff, or you want to do some add-ons, or you want to, I don't know, maybe test some functions of a theme. So this allows you to basically install all these things that you need to run WordPress locally and test it against a local database in MySQL. Give it a good read. If you're getting into designing your own templates or getting started with WordPress and you feel a little bit confident, you can get this working locally. And then you can copy the database at a later date onto the web and have your WordPress installation running there instead. Last link today is over on Dig. I found it from Dig, and it's actually a story from 2003, but it's been reposted again. 72-hour party people, life on pure methamphetamine. Transparent, looks like a tiny ice carving or a statue of glass. 25 grams of nearly 100% pure crystallized methamphetamine hydrochloride, known on the streets of Asia as Shabu. Here it was purchased in Denver for $5,500, nearly five times the street value of an equivalent amount of cocaine and 10 times that of low-grade meth. Why did I pick this? I think it was probably on a Thursday or Friday afternoon that I came across this from Dig, and I bookmarked it, thought I'd read that later, and I just started reading it. I got absolutely hooked, no pun intended there. At reading it, and just the story of visualizing this story, whoever did the piece on it either was getting hammered on this stuff themselves, or they just somehow managed to have a group of them who were, you know, filming the exploits of these people. And What was interesting about it is that they were saying that these people were very sort of, you know, well-off people. They had good jobs, and it was just something they did once a month, like a little blowout session. And I'm just wondering how commonplace is that nowadays? It's gone from, you know, drugs being attractive or in terms of providing. I think back when drugs were very prolific in my days when I started going clubbing, is that they were around to enhance the night, whereas I think nowadays they're more about providing the night. And just scared the life out of me that we have people wandering around, you know, off their heads for 72 hours on this stuff, and they're paying £5,000, $5,000 for it. It's just insane. Anyway, I'll leave you on that note. Be careful who you bump into in the street, and I'll see you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.